Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
On this episode of the Heat Check, the last weekend of the NBA regular season has come and gone, and we're finally here for the play-in tournament. Yes, baby. We'll get into the weekend that wasn't. It was a lot of EPL nonsense for a bunch of bullshit, and touch on a brief preview of all the 3-6 playoff series as well as the play-in games. We've waited all year for this. Let's not waste any more time, Anthony. What are you, the 9 seed? Drop that motherfucking beat. This should be Rihanna. Folks, we've made it. We have finished our fourth regular season at this league, aka the Heat Check, and goddamn it, I am excited for the playoffs. I am just hoping upon hope my Kings, our Kings, can get to the fucking playoffs so that I can go someplace. California. I don't think it's going to happen, though. It's going to be lit, but before we get to our quick and dirty breakdown, let's give you a little sneak preview of how I'm going to prep you for the playoffs. Today, we cover the last weekend of the regular season and give you a quick breakdown of the series. Tuesday, we'll break down number 8 Lakers versus number 7 Pelicans, number 10 Warriors versus 9 Kings. We will bring on Willie Z, the King stat man, to help us out. Wednesday, we'll preview the number 8 Heat versus the 7 Pelicans, followed by the number 10 Hawks and the number 9 Bulls. Maybe, just maybe, Jonathan Zaslow will come and help us out with the Heat part, and maybe, just maybe, Lawrence Holmes will come and help us out with the Bulls part. We'll have to see. Thursday, we'll preview the Friday play-in games. And Friday, we will break down all the NBA playoff series. So get set. It's a big week. It's a big week for all of us NBA fans. So the NBA has been taking a page out of the English Premier League's notebook, once again, by having all the NBA teams play on Sunday for the last game of the season. All the Eastern Conference teams that were relevant played at 1:00. And they put the Detroit Pistons for some reason at 3:00, but like, let's be honest, that was not meaningful in any way. And the Western Conference, and I think the Spurs too, they were like, oh yeah, you guys are definitely not necessary to be involved in any of this. And then the Western Conference at 3:30. And by God, Adam Silver must have been suffering from some sort of disease, because 12 of the 15 games on Sunday had playoff implications. From the number 1 seed in the West to the play-ins and everything in between, the only settled series was number 4 Clippers versus number 5 Mavericks out West. Oh yeah, and the Bulls versus the Hawks in the play-in out East. Don't tell the Bulls that, because they thought they needed to win that game. Everything else was ready to be settled on the court. And then something interesting happened. The games, by and large, were terrible. They were absolutely horseshit. Teams that should have been fighting for positions rested entire rosters. Tanking was everywhere. The games, with a few exceptions, lacked any sense of urgency, which is a terrible way to end an incredible season of basketball. So here's what happened. We'll start out East, where the Celtics had locked up the number 1 seed, like, I don't know, by January. That left the Knicks, Cavs, and Bucks to all fight for the 2 seed. And guess what? It was the Knicks and Bulls that gave us the most energy, and the Bulls didn't even need to do anything. They did not get the memo that they had nothing to play for, because before the game, DeMar DeRozan's point prop was 16 and a half. The guy played for 44 minutes and he scored 30 points. All of the Bulls starters played 38 or more minutes. Billy Donovan, for whatever reason, decided to do his best Tom Thibodeau impression and pull out all the stops, and only 40 points from Brunson and 43 minutes from OG. 40 minutes from Brunson and 43 minutes from OG saved the day. Also 40 points from Brunson. The upshot. The Knicks, unbelievably, get the number 2 seed in the East. They will play, shockingly, sadly, what a surprise and what a gift, the winner of the Sixers Heat play-in. Tough break, folks. Tough break. The Milwaukee Bucks played Dame Lillard when it was rumored that they would not, because it's Doc Rivers. They found a way to lose to the Orlando Magic, and they got absolutely curb stomped like it was American History X, who, to be fair, needed to win to stay out of the play-in tournament. And that now puts Doc Rivers at 17-19 as the Bucks coach. But they still pull down the 3 seed and get the Indiana Pacers. There's no justice in this world. No, there's not. Except for the fact the Pacers put up 157 on the Hawks, held down a 6 seed, and that'll be a match that, without Giannis, probably pretty damn tough for the Milwaukee Bucks, considering that they have not beaten the Indiana Pacers all year. They have lost every single time to the Indiana Pacers with all of their players. So good luck. The Cavs also had a shot at the 2 seed, but they decided, oh, fuck it, we'll rest Darius Garland and we'll rest Donovan Mitchell. Nothing tells Donovan Mitchell you don't really care about the playoffs, like, hey, we don't need you for this game. And shockingly, they, I think on purpose, got beat by the Charlotte Hornets B team, 120-110. The Charlotte Hornets literally played nobody. I think it was JT Thor and like 4 minutes of Vasily Micic, and no Grant Williams, no Brandon Miller, no Miles Bridges, nobody. It was nobody. So they pulled down the 4 seed. They play Magic in what should be an interesting series, very entertaining series. The Magic, as I mentioned, beat up the Bucks badly, and now they have a week to prepare for Cleveland. In the play-ins, because the Magic and the Pacers both won, that meant that there now is a death match between 7-8, between the Sixers, who sat and beat and still beat the Nets by 21, and the Miami Heat, who put away the Raptors quite early. This game is tough. Number 1 and number 2 seeds, this is who you play. Either the Heat or the Sixers, get the fuck out of here. The 9 and the 10 already set, as we noted. The Bulls host the Hawks, who now have Trae Young back, but he only scored, I think, 10 points in that game, last game of the season. He's not looking 100%. Should be an interesting game. DeJounte Murray, bald. That's the picture out east for the Nets, Raptors, Wizards, Hornets, and Pistons. It's time for you to start looking at, I don't know, Stephon Castle, Zach Edey, I don't know, the 2025 draft, McDonald's All-American game. Just continue to build your coffer, because this next couple of months, it's for you to prepare for the draft. Better luck next year. Except for Brooklyn. Probably you don't get to prepare at all, because you don't have a first-round pick at all until, I don't know, maybe next year. Typical. Out west, it was supposed to be a shootout. And it was just a burnt turkey, folks. The number 1 seed was up for grabs between the OKC Thunder, Denver Nuggets, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, all of who could take the number 1 seed. Turns out, wasn't as exciting as anybody thought it would be. OKC ended up with the number 1 seed because of a 49-point win over the Mavs, who literally decided, I'm going to sit everyone. Kyrie, Luka, Derek Lively, all of them. We won't know who they play. Actually, I'd like to know who actually played in that game. Let's find out really fast. Who was in that game? I didn't watch a lick of it. Olivier Maxence Prosper, OMP. I think they call him OMAX. 15 points. Josh Green got minutes. Brandon Williams got minutes. Jaden Hardy got minutes. Dwight Powell. Markieff Morris. Alex Fudge. Oh my fucking God. It was way worse than I thought. Anyway, the Nuggets had to have had the Thunder lose to take the 1 seed, but since OKC was up 20 in the first quarter, there was no urgency. They went out. They won anyway. They beat the Grizzlies by 15. They will now play the winner of the Lakers play-in game versus the Pelicans, which means the Lakers might just try to lose that game, which is a very sticky proposition because they might have to play the Warriors in a winner-take-all scenario. That's crazy. The big loser, or big winner, depending on how you look at it, is the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Wolves win. They get the 2 seed at worst. But of course, things are never easy for Minnesota. So they went out and they shit the bed and they lost against the Suns by 19, falling to the 3rd seed, where they will now play the Phoenix Suns. Not a great matchup. I have to tell you that. It's a horrible, horrible matchup. You looked at Anthony Edwards in that one and you're like, yo, we needed 40 from you. How much did we get from Ant Edwards? I think it was 13. It was fucking horrible. Oh my God. I took him to, 13-6-4-1-1. Gross. Ugh. When I think Rudy Gobert was their leading scorer on that team. Yeah. 21.7 rebounds, 1 assist. Gross. Yeah. I mean, you're now facing a team with 3 very potent scorers who apparently are able to bully you guys around. You're going to be able to do whatever you want in the paint. But guess what? I don't think it's going to matter. Not even with the return of Karl Anthony Towns. The Wolves stunk in that game from the start. You have to play a Suns team who feels extremely confident after just beating you by 20. After escaping the play-in. The 4 and 5 seeds, like I said, were set before the weekend, so the Clippers host the Mavs in a series that we have seen every, it's like Groundhog Day. We've seen this 3 times in 4 years. This is like Miami versus Boston or Miami versus the Bucks. It's just an every year thing. This is one of those series, though, that I continue to look forward to, especially with Luka and Kyrie healthy. What will it look like, though, with Kawhi? But of course, everyone's eyes are on the play-in out west, and we finally have clarity there. The New Orleans Pelicans host the Lakers in a 7-8 matchup, which we just saw today, yesterday, the Lakers beat up on the Pelicans 124-108 in a game that the Pels needed to win and they just could not win. They have stumbled a lot down the stretch, and the Lakers, like the Suns, have to be feeling extremely confident since they beat the shit out of the team that they now play again. I don't know that the Pelicans have the horses. And Brandon Ingram, you might as well just stay at home, playboy. Remember, the Pelicans also got their asses handed to them in the play-in, in-season tournament. In-season tournament, waxed. Game before the play-in, waxed. Play-in, probably waxed. The number 9 and the number 10 seeds are another repeat. Sacramento plays the Golden State Warriors in Golden 1, a rematch of last year's extremely thrilling first-round matchup that won, that went all the way to 7. Warriors won a 7 in a Steph Curry, I think he had 50, I'm pretty sure. Game 7, Kings. 50. That's what it was. Jesus Christ, he was so on another level at that point. Considering the Warriors have the second best record since the All-Star break, they couldn't rise above the 10th seed, just goes to show you how tough the West was. The Rockets finished 41-41. They missed the play-in. They have high hopes next year. The Jazz, Grizzlies, Spurs, Blazers. It's time for you to focus on the draft again and look forward to, and to be honest, unlike the Eastern teams, all having high hopes next year. And that could be a turning point considering that I want to say the starters from my team, the Portland Trailblazers, played, I want to say, 4 minutes together. Is that what it was? Four games. So it was Anthony Simons, Ayton, Scoot Henderson, Shaedon Sharpe, and Jeremy Grant were all healthy at the same time for a total of 4 fucking games. So yeah, we stunk. So that's that. Regular season came to an end with a whimper instead of a bang. We got to watch Scottie Scheffler absolutely destroy his competition down the stretch. It's a good thing I went to the grocery store, huh? I'm glad I didn't wait. Even Victor Wembanyama decided to sit out the final game. But the playoffs are here, and the stakes are much higher. And baby, I can't wait. We're going to be here all week getting you ready because one thing will be left standing when the last shot is made, and it's going to be this podcast. You know what Zach Lowe's going to do? He's going to take a 2-month vacation. You know what? He probably already did. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back Monday for an all-new episode breaking down the... No, come back tomorrow for an all-new episode breaking down the seedings and check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes which drop unexpectedly. Like, the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Phoenix Suns. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we now are here into the playoffs. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. All of them. Even Scottie Scheffler, who everyone said, no way he can win the Masters. And then he went out and won the Masters. Going away. Tell him, hey, Scottie, I know you got a lot of time on your hands. Your baby mama's about to be a mama. So now that you're chilling, being a dad between Augusta and U.S. Open, throw on the Heat Check. Put it in your headphones so the baby doesn't hear all the cussing. And get yourself ready for some playoff hoops. And do not forget to follow us at the Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And I promise at some point, YouTube.